Are you starting to feel like the world around you is becoming a bit unhinged?
Yeah.
Or maybe sure you always feel like it was a bit off. I mean, you're not alone. Welcome to We the Patriots podcast. Yeah. We make sense of the madness here. I'm Sal Asante, joined by my co-host Andrew, and today we're tackling the recent unexpected political endorsements, Congress grappling with speech and identity, and Ireland's latest attempt at patriotism. So listen to the end on this one. We'll be diving pretty deep into these pressing events and unravel what's going on behind the scenes. Let's take a reel. So I just want to talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to go on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame. Yeah.
First things first.
So I think the first thing that we should probably talk about is just realistically, what happened with BLM and Trump was so funny. I feel like we should talk about it first.
Yeah. And you know, like you brought that up to me the other day, and I don't think it's necessarily as nefarious on Trump's part as we think it is. Like it's probably some sort of game or psyop that BLM is doing. But if you're Donald Trump, why would you not take all the support you could potentially get? Like he's not endorsing them, what they do. But I mean, if you could sway even a small fraction of a percent of those who are actually going to listen to this quote unquote BLM leader, he needs all the help he can get to unseat Joe Biden next year. But yeah, it is unsettling in a way that, you know, something doesn't sit right with me about it necessarily. But
well, that was the first reaction, right? So for any of you who don't know what we're talking about,
it's going to take a lot of different factors pushing in his direction. And I think this is one of those. It's going to take a lot of different factors to push him over the finish line in 2024, if it's written in the cards for him.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure, because everybody is kind of in the dark on whatever the fuck we're talking about here. So BLM leader endorsed Trump on live. Do you remember what it was? Was it CNN? Was it on MSNBC? They might have been MSNBC.
No. Don't remember.
He was endorsing Trump, and Trump went back, and I just can't seem to clarify whether he was actually taking on the endorsement as BLM as a whole, because it seemed to be what he tweeted out, or if he was just taking this guy's endorsement as a singular person. Either way, calls back in the riots of 2020, back in when George Floyd took over our whole national and international media for weeks, right? And equating Donald Trump with those people is, like you kind of mentioned before, at least on the onset, is unsettled.
Yeah, I was pretty dumbfounded by the whole thing. But apparently he isn't a true BLM leader. Apparently he's not a part of the actual parent organization from what I was reading. Those in BLM, at least those who identify
that's what I was actually waiting to find out.
They don't think he's a part of the organization as a whole. But I mean, I don't know what to believe, because obviously Donald Trump's not going to be popular within that organization. So I mean, is that just them saying that because they don't want to associate themselves with one of them endorsing Donald Trump, or is it because he's genuinely just a part of a fake BLM organization? I don't know.
Right. And that's all internal madness. I mean, internal madness is going all over the place. Did you see what's going on in Congress?
Oh, yeah. The madhouse. Santos was kicked out.
At first, I mean, this is kind of second in chronological order, but I think it's kind of more important. So they voted out George Santos, finally. I believe we mentioned him a while ago, actually. The fact that he was even allowed to be in Congress was a little weird. Pretty sure he fraudulently... fraudulently, what did he do? He mispersoned himself, if I'm not mistaken. He basically claimed that he was owner of a hell of a lot more than he was.
He lied about his education, his religion, his ethnicity, his upbringing. Just odd stuff, really.
Yeah, he mispersoned himself, if I'm not mistaken. We went a little deeper into it way back. I'll see if I can find it and link it down in the description. But we're pretty sure there was a lot more to this. Obviously, now it's coming out that he misabused campaign financing and he used the funds for OnlyFans. That's what everybody wants to talk about. But that's just what they used to get him out, which is crazy. So you wonder if some of the hit pieces that were being done at first are really not being able to be substantiated.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if what was coming out at first is necessarily worthy of expulsion or criminal more than just, like, weird. Like, obviously, I agree it's weird at first, but whatever was coming out with his campaign donation allegations, right, with the 23 federal charges he's facing, that's obviously problematic, and that, to me, is obviously worth expulsion. But I mean, kind of the other stuff, like
it's just what they can get them on,
not Jewish,
right? Like the other stuff, you're kind of voting them out.
What's that?
Well, you have to vote them out. Yeah, you kind of want to vote them out. Like, it's not necessarily he went against the written onto the books law of being a congressman. It was just he kind of abused the current day social media environment, got enough clicks in his area to get voted. Got enough of a name for himself in this fake life that he made.
Definitely a weird,
just a weird feeling,
weird situation. From this beginning, it was just a weird situation as a whole.
Yeah, but could not agree more. I think to be honest, though, although that one might be getting a little bit more press, I think the more pressing one was actually the vote that happened earlier in the week. We kind of talked about it earlier in the week. It was our Congress equating anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism. What was your first take on that? I'll get into mine in a bit.
Not at all. Well, they're not interchangeable terms, first of all, right? You can criticize a government without criticizing the people, or say, in this case, a religion that it stands for. And so I think it sets a pretty dangerous precedent, honestly, because with whatever they did now, they're just equating the two terms, anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism, and they're not the same. And I think it's important that we keep the distinction alive, because we can, like you were saying in one of the other episodes, it's important to be able to criticize governments, particularly the Israeli government in this case too, but that's not being anti-Semitic at all, because there has been many instances of corruption.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. The biggest thing with this is really the codification of hate speech, I guess you could say. This is what they being Congress, everybody in Congress wants to start pushing for this, which is really pushing back on the true legality of the First Amendment and our free speech in general.
Right.
Now, why it's scary is because this is going this way right now. Who swings the hammer in 6 months? Right. Who swings the hammer after the presidential election?
Right.
So, and that could go really poorly. With imagine Donald Trump calling out everyone that criticizes him, and he just decides, well, they canceled all of my friends, so now I'm just not going to let them speak.
Right.
What if he just did it that way, which plenty of people feel fearful of, right? You're asking and you're playing a very dangerous game, and you're asking for consequences that I don't think you're fully understanding, right? That's my issue with this. Zionism, when you start doing your research, is one of the dirtiest and one of the most hard to side with organizations and ways of thought that I've seen. It's very equatable to communism. It's very equatable to fascism. As much as they try to go against it, they were really helped out after World War II, of course, but this movement goes back way longer than that.
Absolutely.
To not being able to criticize a movement, that's like saying we're not allowed to criticize the Roman Catholic Church, right?
Right.
Which is, in my opinion, of course, I'm a Catholic, to all you who may or may not know, and I'm very critical of the Catholic Church, especially the papacy, and Andrew could attest to that.
Indeed.
In my opinion, it's a fundamental right, and I think you see it a lot, especially abroad when you, bless you, you see it abroad when you realize that we don't have, or I'm sorry, that we do have way more rights than other citizens in other countries.
Yeah, and we're really blessed for that.
God damn. Oh man, it's nuts. Did you see what the vote total was on that vote, by the way?
I did not. It was almost unanimous, right?
If yeah, I believe so. I'll go check it because I believe it was 4-12-2 or something like that.
That's insane.
Let me just go check this real quick for the people because this shit was ridiculous. Yep, 4-12. So you had 412 wow. Congress members voting for it. Two of them did not. You had one actually voted against it, which was Thomas Massey. So when we all get to look back in 5-10 years and we see the one person who was against this, it was really him. The other person who I believe was it Ilhan Omar? Who was it that went against?
I think Rashid Tlaib, you said. Who voted present?
Might have been Tlaib. Yes, they did not vote against it. They voted present. Yep. Rashida Tlaib. So what are you even gaining from that is my question. Like, what are you gaining by you have an opportunity of actually joining, I would say, hand in hand, two people that you would think are diametrically opposed, Thomas Massey and Ilhan Omar. And imagine right. The amount of, you know, amount of conservatives or even people like us that would start to support her if she voted no alongside of Thomas Massey. And I'm not saying we support her, but I'm saying, wow, those are the only two. And I'm pretty well aligned with Thomas Massey. At least I am.
Right.
And to, you know, to see what she voted instead of voting along with him and no, you're going to vote present. It's like,
which is close.
You might as well have voted with this, your
block. Right? So there's not, that, like, you didn't gain anything. Diametrically opposed ideologies there voting somewhat similarly, it definitely does make you think and reinforces the idea that political party isn't something to necessarily always be loyal to. You always have to be questioning your beliefs, questioning what you're told to think, and that's why free speech is so important.
You think that Tlaib missed an opportunity to gain some supporters there, though? Because that's where I'm in.
I think without a doubt, yeah, it's just a matter of whether or not people hear about this vote, what it means, and whether or not they're taught, you know, in air quotes, to think about it appropriately, right? Because a lot of people are going to automatically think now that anti-Semitism equals anti-Zionism, but a lot of people aren't going to actually sit down and
just
really
because
think
of what got voted, right?
What it truly means, right? And a lot of people didn't even hear about the vote, right? Like I didn't hear about it in any mainstream news or anything, you know? So if she can make it known that
you only heard it from when I asked you about it,
I think she could probably gain some traction, like you were saying.
It's all a game, man. I just wonder why, you know, she's been so in her own bubble with that squad group. She had an opportunity to, I think, put herself on a different level there. AOC is clearly the one who's farthest ahead in that group. We'll see if it continues that way. She's been pretty out of the limelight lately.
She's always out of line, in my opinion, but
we'll see. See where it goes. The when you look at, I just want to know. I really want to know what you saw. Did you get to see the connection? So, if you have not heard, this is one of the most interesting stories of the week. What did you get to find out about Ireland's new BLM-equated movement that they have going on over there?
Absolutely nothing. Heard nothing about it.
You didn't see Irish Lives Matter and getting arrested over there?
Told me. I'm not familiar with the roots of it or anything like that, so this should be good.
The only reason that I think I found out what was going on was because Conor McGregor was involved, so I don't even know to what extent he is. He just got in trouble on Twitter, I'm pretty sure.
Really? In trouble on Twitter? I thought that's what Elon was supposed to fix.
Well, no. I mean, like, people coming after him.
Oh, okay. I'm looking into this.
Yeah.
Irish Lives Matter.
Yeah, so either way, I encourage you all to go look into this because you have to understand that, like I was mentioning before, we have rights over here that other people do not get to exercise. And one of them is free speech, right? When the government is deeming, right? So recently what happened was I don't know if it was a Palestinian born or his family hails from Palestine, but you had a Muslim born for sure. Councilman get voted in Ireland, right?
Right.
And it sparked a lot of patriotic outrage over there. What he ended up saying about protesters protesting him getting elected was that he believes that the violent ones should have, I don't even know if he said the violent ones. I think he just said the protesters in general should have their heads shot. And this is a councilman speaking. And for this, basically everybody in Ireland who was patriotic and wanted to stand up for their own national identity started painting on flags, banners, just like you saw BLM, Irish Lives Matter. And one of the biggest memes going around was Conor McGregor standing with Irish Lives Matter flag. And it's a painting, but he has people all behind him. Might be AI generated for all I know. People right. behind him all carrying guns, and they're all Irish white. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I found out about it. And I just had to go look into it and see what it was like.
Irish Lives Matter being called hate speech ignites American firestorm. And apparently Irish Lives Matter is a derivative of All Lives Matter. So I can see why, of course, it's being called hate speech.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all these movements are stemming off of BLM, and everyone wants to hate on it because BLM is not allowed to have copycats. Well, how does that? Almost every movement in the world is a copycat of something.
True. That's absolutely right.
They just have the acronym.
It's absolutely.
You can't get away from the fact that BLM is a fantastic acronym.
Sure is, my guy. There's a bunch of videos here I'm seeing that I want to watch.
But it makes you think, though. And it, I guess makes you be happy with what we have over here. But to be honest with you, we need to stand up. We need to be way more into expressing our views, right? As much as it might be against your personal values, or it might be against what you've stood up for so long in the past, or maybe you've done a ton of research on the Holocaust. If you look real genuinely about what's going on in Israel and how one-sided it is right now, it's not hard to understand, or I think it's not hard to criticize the Israeli government for what they're doing. That being said, being called an anti-Semite while doing that is not fair to the people. We need to come together. I think we need to come together and start standing up for some of these protesters, because these protesters have really all the right in the world, and I think they should be out there. Now, should they be getting violent? No. But one of the biggest things is making sure that we're not setting up scenarios to confront them. Letting them be as peaceful as possible is one of the biggest things that you could do. Getting yourself involved or trying to stage other groups meeting these groups is how violence occurs.
I think it's... Now, if I'm understanding correctly, Ireland doesn't have a First Amendment like we do here. I'm assuming they don't. Assuming that's true...
No, they're a parliamentary state, I believe. Yeah, so they're very related to English policy. They do not have the Bill of Rights that we have. No.
So with that being said, I think it's, one, brave of these people to be doing what they're doing, and it might set a precedent for the future of, like, it might awaken people to why free speech, the right of to petition your government, the right to protest, the right to assemble, and the right to free expression is so important. So I'm hoping that that's, you know, one of the outcomes of this is, you know, people start to see, well, why can't I say what I want to say?
Right. Well, what they have is, so they don't have the freedom of, well, they don't have the First Amendment in all of its entirety like we have, right? So they just have an article that is related to the freedom of expression. So it guarantees the freedom of expression. However, it's subject to the public order and morality, right? So whatever the public deems is immoral at that time is not included in freedom of expression. And that's what they're using at this moment to target Irish civilians.
Interesting. Did not know that.
It's what we have to look out for, though, right? So as they start to look in, like as you start to install things like this, where you have anti-Semitism is equated to anti-Zionism, for example, right? When you're getting called out as an anti-Semite, how many jobs does that preclude you from attaining in this world?
Well, with all the virtue signaling, that goes on a lot.
If it's, let's just put it this way. If you are a known anti-Semite, like if it is broadcast to the world that you're an anti-Semite, how many jobs are you especially in America, are you taken away from having? It's got to be a
you're not
especially you're not in blue collar white collar work. It's got to be it's got to be damn near like 95%, if not higher, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to equate being against one government who's not our government, which would let's just put it this way. We are, have way more right to criticize our own government than we do other governments in this country. That is a fact, right?
Yeah.
That's just a baseline truth. All right. Now, you're going to start saying that I can't criticize the Zionist movement, the Zionist government. I am not going to dive into the depths of that at the moment, but you're saying that I can't do that. The Congress is saying that, and you're equating it with anti-Semitism. Well, how many jobs are you trying to take away from people?
Well, that's true, too. And it seems like they might be trying to silence people through fear, right? Well, if your job's in the balance, keep your mouth shut.
That's what it feels like.
Or your option, you know, work for cash, doing hard labor, or be totally doxxed, fired from your job, and never be able to get another one again.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, that is quite literally what it feels like.
That's where I see it going.
I'm glad you agree, because, I mean, listen, like my whole life, it's been really hard for me my whole life to see with what Western media has done to the people of Middle East descent, really, right? Like how they portray people from the Middle East has made it really hard for me to grow up and to have the view that I'm having right now. But I'm so sick of seeing top-down approaches to trying to silence a point of view because you think you have a moral high ground.
Right.
I'm tired of it.
And when these people are in an echo chamber, right, on their high horse, on their moral high ground, thinking that they're automatically right, and anyone who disagrees is automatically wrong and unjust. Well, that's not how it works.
Mm-hmm. No, that's right, man. I want to put you through a hypothetical, right? So the whole area of Gaza at the moment, right? So just Gaza, I believe, is 2 million people, right?
Sounds about right.
Okay. You're the mayor, all right? So as unfortunate or as dirty as a politician as you might have to be that, you are that right now, all right? So that's the hypothetical. You have Israel, right? So some delinquents just decided to go capture over 1,000 Israelis, some of them dead, mm-hmm. some of them hostages, and had nothing to do with you, but you're the mayor, and now you're going to deal with Israel's retaliation. Israel is basically saying, move your entire population out within the next 3 days. And this is in the beginning. Within the next 3 days, we are coming in to bomb your city. What do you do?
Oh, boy. That's a big one. I guess you would get ready to defend yourself.
Right, because when you look at the alternatives that we're looking at now, we have hindsight, right? No countries want to accept them as refugees.
Right.
Right. They're telling them basically, go move to the West Bank, which is also getting hit with attacks.
Yes.
So you don't have a move. Your move is actually to, well, I guess I'm going to go out fighting. That's, you basically laid it already out, right? So now we're going to criticize those people, or we're not going to criticize the Israeli government for taking advantage of a situation that, you know, damn well, they probably have been looking for this opportunity for a long time.
Correct. And it doesn't make you anti-Semitic doing that.
I don't think so. That's my point. My point is this is, even if it was making you anti-Semitic, which now it is, right? Now we talk about it, now it is. But you should not only allowed to be saying this, if you're calling me an anti-Semite to get out of the reality of the points that I'm making or the facts that I'm pointing out, I don't think that you have anything to stand on. That's just the reality.
Find some more info on this.
Sorry, I lost you there for a second, bud. Did you say something?
No, you're good. No, I was just saying I'm looking for more information on this stuff.
I mean, that's it, man. I just want everybody to understand that that is like, if you're going to try to put yourself on a global point to try to understand why we have it so much better here and why we need to fight for our rights to be able to say and do pretty much everything with taking restraint to threats, we need to start fighting for those rights now. right? We are going to lose it if we allow ourselves to say, you can't criticize these people. This is racist. This is sexist. You can't say this. No, you can't say this. This is where we're heading. We're heading to a place that allows just fear mongering constantly.
Right. It takes visionaries to see that, you know, for sure. And we need to be proactive with defending this, because once they start to become taken away, it's a little bit too late is generally how it works.
Well, continue on that. I think I couldn't agree more, right? How many times have we seen people lose their, you know, you'll point it back to any of the revolutions, any of the communist revolutions are a good one where they start by taking away the land. And okay, yeah, but you'll still be able to work on the land. We're just going to own it for you, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden those people become dispensable, and we can move those people out of that area so we can put in our people on the land.
That's right. Exactly,
it's as simple
right.
as that to become this, but we are heading for a place where anything that is done by government is unquestioned because we are afraid of the consequence of going against them.
That's exactly
it's not because we agree with them, and it's not because we vote with them. It's all out of fear with the gun pointed to our heads. Theoretically, maybe, but it's the truth.
Thing.
You know, at the end of the day, if you go far enough,
scary shit.
That's all
man.
I got, man.
Real scary shit.
That's all I got, dude. Everybody else, I mean, I would love for you to go do your own research on a lot of these topics. And not only that, on the history, the events that led us to gaining our rights, the events that led us to slowly creeping away at our rights, right? This is the type of stuff that a lot of our bonus material covers over at WeThePatriotsMedia.com. I highly suggest that you head over there. Go help us out. Go support the show. People like me and Andrew are working night and day to make sure that stuff like this continues to go out to you every single week and until we no longer have a voice. So,
exactly.
Got anything
right.
else, Andrew?
Please, if you have any feedback for us, any questions for us, any topics you want us to talk about, please leave a comment, reach out to us. You can send us an email, wethepatriots1776@gmail.com. You could do contact at wethepatriotsmedia.com. There's a bunch of ways to get in touch with us, so please. Or you can even just leave a comment on this YouTube video if that's where you're watching. So please get in touch with us if you can. We want to open up the dialogue to anybody and everybody. But thank you for listening.
That's all we got, everybody else. Till the next one.
Till the next
peace
one.
Out.
Damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.